Welcome back to 4Q, the podcast where we make sense of food, health, and the madness of government priorities, armed only with science, sarcasm, and a blood pressure cuff. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is 4Q, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. And today, we're talking about the grand performance of banning petroleum-based food dyes while gutting the science that can actually save lives. First, let's tackle the food dye panic. The headlines scream, "You're eating petroleum." Let's calm down and use some chemistry. Petroleum isn't gasoline. It's ancient, dead plankton turned into hydrocarbons. The same carbon and hydrogen building blocks found in avocado oil, olive oil, and the omega-3 supplements you love. Food dyes like Red 40 are purified, mostly tested molecules made safely from those hydrocarbons. Saying you're eating gasoline because Red 40 comes from hydrocarbons is like saying you're eating explosives because table salt contains sodium. And the best part? The same people screaming about petroleum and food dyes are happily swallowing methylene blue, also made from petroleum derivatives. So are your vitamins. Science. It's not just when it's convenient. You're not eating gasoline. You're eating molecules, some tested for safety, that just happens to come from ancient carbon. Meanwhile, in the real world, while we celebrate dye-free gummies, the federal government is slashing public health funding, including food inspection programs, bird flu monitoring, injury prevention initiatives, research grants that fund actual nutrition and safety studies. We're setting ourselves up for dirtier food, slower outbreak responses, and a world where emerging public health threats don't get studied because we blew the budget keeping cupcakes slightly less neon. And who's in charge of this science-heavy decision-making? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the man who, as far as anyone can find, never took a single science course in college. Naturally, he's now in charge of the agency that oversees America's scientific backbone. But hey, he's doing exactly what he was hired to do: advocate for things that make Food Babe and the Instagram wellness crowd happy. Forget real science. Forget investing in systems that keep our food, water, and people safe. As long as lettuce doesn't run away with your colon, everything's great. Also in real science, milk might not be so innocent. A recent study found that full-fat milk consumption is associated with a higher risk of developing metabolic dysfunction-associated fatty liver disease, MAFLD, if you're keeping track of acronyms, and you shouldn't. Particularly among highly educated populations. I know it's correlation. Translation: you know that $7 full-fat latte might be sneaking toward your fatty liver? One creamy sip at a time. And here's a real kicker. We desperately need more follow-up and research on findings like these. But if we keep cutting scientific grants to wage war on brightly colored cereal, don't expect many answers anytime soon. So next time you hear about a major public health victory because artificial yellow dye got banned, just remember, you might dodge the neon cupcake, but you'll still be dodging pathogens, unsafe milk, and preventable diseases, with fewer scientists left to catch them. This podcast was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified MD, which frankly gives me more credentials than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I am not your MD. This podcast is for medical education and entertainment purposes only. If you need a personal medical advice, please consult a real board-certified physician. Not a chiropractor, not an Eastern-trained shaman, and definitely not some random YouTube guru or RFK Jr. 4Q is distributed by our friends at Simpler Media and made possible by the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. And remember, stay skeptical, stay curious, and always fork responsibly. Hey, Evo. I guess we have to have those dull Canadian Fruit Loops. You know, in Canada, they allow all of those colors. They just like their Fruit Loops dull. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've outgrown the Fruit Loops stage, Dr. Simpson. Anyhow, Canada and food, poutine. I don't really care what it's made of. It's delicious.